Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Georgia with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane City Council has put forward a $500,000 plan to explore how the Pine Mountain and Mount Cutha quarries could be turned into recreation spaces. The plan would see the quarries operating as usual in the immediate future, with the transformation due to be completed in time for the 2032 Olympics. The two quarries are about 30 hectares and 26 hectares in size respectively, making them both individually twice the size of Southbank.
A National Housing Finance and Investment Corporation report has found that almost 40,000 Brisbane homes were in rental strife following a 30% plus rent rise over the past few years. Rental stress in Brisbane alone tops that of the rest of Queensland combined, which sees a further 33,600 households in rental stress, according to the NHFIC. However, it's anticipated that if interstate migration eases following its increase during COVID, rental growth will likely ease as well.
In national news, following data breaches at multiple companies, including Medibank and Optus, the government has been considering changes to the Privacy Act, which would see similar laws passed as that of the European Right to be Forgotten laws. This would be a right to de-index online search results containing personal information. Google's Chief Privacy Officer, Keith Enright, said that although Google is supportive of the reforms proposed, the new laws shouldn't target search engines, but instead the websites which host the information.
The federal government announces a $100 million energy boost to lower power costs in community facilities. This boost will include upgrades such as energy system replacements, heat pumps, lighting and battery storage, helping facilities save bills over the long term. Facilities which this boost will cover include sporting clubs, council pools, community centres and more. The rollout of this funding will begin before the end of this year. Anthony Albanese, in his address, claimed that this new fund would help councils reduce their communities' carbon footprints.
In international news, 22 people have died as a result of a cyclone breaking landfall across India, producing winds of up to 140 kilometres per hour. The winds have damaged power poles, causing power outages across the region. 180,000 people were evacuated from regions across Pakistan and India prior to the cyclone making it to the mainland, helping limited through the day.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 10 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.